I'm here at the Warren, and I'm delighted to see the words BA Theatre Arts Graduate Show, because graduate shows I've seen at Fringes are often far better than stuff that's been going around for 20 years. And this is...
Aaron Thaddeus Lee from Puck's Players, and we're doing a satirical look at showreels and the sort of graduate shows from drama schools that just try and show off their actors as best as possible so they get as much work as possible.
So give me a bit of a story about how this whole idea came about.
We are very aware of the fact that as of September we will be thrust out into the world by ourselves, and thought what better way of sort of making it a bit easier for ourselves than laughing at this situation to sort of, yeah, ease that sort of fear of the big wide world.
And what's the brain doing on the flyer?
We've got several shows in at the moment. There's one in the other space in the blue box over there. And we were... we needed an image that didn't necessarily define one group or another. And that idea of sort of bleeding creativity is something that is a phrase that sort of sprung up around through the year, throughout the year.
Yeah, and I guess there's a good... paradox here, a challenge, which is, you know, you're all different, but there's a common ground here and you're showing different work, and this is a great place to do it because we're surrounded by venues.
I love this venue. It's the first time I've been here, but it's really nicely set out, and it just drags me straight back to ideas of the Edinburgh Festival when I was up there.
Tell me particularly about your show and how, you know, what that's about.
So within it we've got four small scenes, and we start off by showing a bit of theatre and education styled a theatre and education styled piece, which is a 10-minute version of Dracula, because Dracula as a book is far too long for today's school children and it needs a fun, interesting way of looking at it.
So do we get to do Q&A with the vampire himself?
Unfortunately not, but there are moments of audience interaction through our show. We've got a bit of Shakespeare in it as well. We've got one of the scenes from Macbeth that showcases some stage combat. We've got a completely silent slapstick routine, which is a very nice love story. And our final scene, it was a piece that was commissioned for International Men's Day that we've zhuzhed up a bit, that deals with issues like gender, and involves a large amount of audience interaction.
And how did the ideas come about?
We didn't think we'd end up with the show we've got, and I think the ideas came about after we smashed our heads against a brick wall repeatedly, going, we need something. We fell back on certain ideas that, or certain experiences that the members of our group have had. For instance, myself and my brother, who is also a member of the group, have done theatre and education style work before, so that we kind of went, right, well, let's use that and make something of it, and, you know, take the mick a bit, let's try and satirise it as best we can, because if we do end up doing theatre and education, we won't necessarily be able to, so it's a nice sort of little venting period.
Yeah. And take me into one of your rehearsals, and what does that look like?
It can be quite hectic. We work hard, but we play hard too. We've done, it's literally a case of just sort of getting up, repeat until it's in there. And only when it's in there can we start playing around with it, playing with it at speed, slowing it down, trying it in completely different styles. It's just a nice way of sort of testing yourself to make sure you do know the show inside out, back to front, because you never know when something will go wrong.
And we're in the heart of the Fringe here, and it's a bit cold, but it's actually still filling out with people. There are lots of beer glasses here. So what does that feel like, being at the heart of a proper Fringe festival, bringing your work?
It's a fantastic experience that I'm really lucky to have the privilege to be able to do.
How are you getting into your venue?
Getting into it, it's odd to sort of just... Yeah, it's nothing like a regular theatre. And I like the fact that, you know, people come in, people might come in just for a drink and then suddenly turn around and go, actually, no, you know what, I don't have anything to do at, say, 7 o'clock. Let's go see something.
And that's the best audience, really.
Yeah, you know, because they don't know what to expect. You don't know what to expect from them. But, you know, they've usually had a couple of drinks beforehand and that always loosens everything up nicely.
Describe yourself 10 years from now.
10 years from now, hopefully, carrying on with my own theatre company. I have plans with fellow students to sort of create and plough forwards.
Nature is responding here. There are gales as you talk about your future.
Only the best symbols of foreboding, you know. It's a very... I used the word earlier, but I've forgotten what it's called. A vocational course. And I think it's definitely given some extra skills that I was lacking beforehand in to be able to take things further and very definitely make a living as an actor.
Yeah, and I've worked in theatre and education, and also theatre that, like that, isn't just about theatres, is it? It's about changing the world.
Yeah. One of the things we came up with really early on was when we did this 10-minute Dracula, was the idea of actually we could do it on the street. And with all the cuts to arts funding and stuff that's happening, and the fact that going to the theatre is being viewed more and more as a really specialist thing that only people with money can do, we sort of thought, well, let's kick back. Let's do cheapest props we can. Let's use cheapest, no lighting, no sound. Let's, you know, do something we could just spring up in the middle of a street, and then there is theatre for the masses for free. You know, because I think that that's something that a lot of people don't have the opportunity to go to the theatre, and they should, because it's fantastic.
Describe yourself 50 years from now.
50 years from now, hopefully with lots of underlings, and still acting. I'd like to take more of a directorial route and sort of prep. I'd really like to be a practitioner. That is the aim. I have various methods up my sleeves that I'm honing over, I have been honing over the years and plan on carrying on with. And to be talked about in A-level classes and degree classes would be nice.
A career magician here. So finally, what's your invitation for people to come and see Pucks Players?
If you like a laugh and you want to be thoroughly entertained, very definitely come down, because what can I say? We're 4 stars. 4-star show. You've got to...
A 4-star, 5-star show in the making, I'm sure.
We're pushing for that extra star. That extra star will happen tonight.
Thanks very much for talking to Fringe Review.
Thanks.